Lyra could see his legs in their dark green trousers and shiny black shoes. It was a servant. Then a deep voice said,
"Has Lord Asriel arrived yet?"
It was the master. As Lyra held her breath, she saw the servant's demon. A dog, like almost all servants' demons, trot in and sit quietly at his feet. And then the master's feet became visible too, in the shabby black shoes he always wore.
"No, master," said the butler. "No word from the Aerodoc either."
"I expect he'll be hungry when he arrives. Show him straight into the hall, will you?"
Then the goose said,
"Nay!"
with all her might, and Len said,
"That's the horse, turn right."
And the dainty dog began to
quack.
"The duck,"
said Hugh,
"we're right on track."
"Oink,"
said the cats.
"There goes the hog. Be careful not to wake the dog."
"Baa, baa, baa,"
said the fat red hen.
"The sheep, we're nearly there,"
said Len.